This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Man, this stinks. I feel bad for Craig Biggio. Craig Biggio,
what happened, man?
On Halloween.
What happened?
I feel bad. It's going to be a very interesting, uncomfortable Thanksgiving this year in the Biggio household.
Uh-oh.
How many years did Biggio play Major League Baseball?
A lot of them.
20 years.
Oh, okay. So two decades. Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly 10 fewer games, 10 fewer than the games Kevin Biggio played for the Dodgers this year.
Oh, Kevin played for the Dodgers, huh?
30 games. Kevin Biggio played for the Dodgers. He got a World Series
ring
30 games that Biggio couldn't do in 20 years.
Dang. And this is why rings culture is stupid.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for Kevin. And you know Kevin's gonna bring that up.
I mean,
is he?
You should absolutely. At least once, just for fun, right? Like, if there's one thing that, especially when you're both adults, like once you reach an adult age, you don't like kind of ribbing your pops a little bit.
Oh my gosh, 30 games. He ended the season. Was it? I forget where he ended the season, but he was only playing for the Dodgers 30 games. Gets a World Series ring.
Still counts.
Man.
I do wonder if certain players
he's better. He's better.
Count the rings up.
How many rings he got?
Count the rings.
Kevin Biggio for the Hall of Fame, anyone?
That's real sick. That's real sick behavior.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So it is Halloween, and if you're looking at us on YouTube or Twitch, YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch is 610 Houston, you'll see that John is a pirate today.
Are you ready for me to be a pirate?
Not anymore. Figgy Fig is the best dressed of us all here.
He really is.
He is coming in as Heath Ledger's Joker, which
ta-da!
Is perfect. It is just perfect.
My son texted me. I sent him the picture that you tweeted, and he says, Figgy just crushes everything when it comes to like dressing up and stuff.
He's very good at it. Yeah, somebody said Craig will just wear his jacket. Very good. But
okay.
I think for me, and if you're not looking at me, I am dressed up as Questlove, the drummer from The Roots, and I think he's also the house band leader for the Jimmy Fallon show, if that's a better way to get to it for you. And I'm just happy that people have recognized who I am, because I'm not going to lie, I put this together in a few hours, but I won't say that I gave minimal effort, but I didn't give maximum effort. I'll say that definitely.
I mean, you bought drumsticks.
I did buy drumsticks, and I got some glasses that were not going to hurt my eyes, because I have good vision. I don't say that as a flex, just a fact. But it reminds me why I don't typically do this, because I was driving all over Houston yesterday, searched for various things to put this very simple outfit together, and I was like, I guess if you plan ahead, you just order all this stuff online. But actually going out there and doing it, I don't want to do this.
Oh, man, anymore. Party Center Party City was a mess.
Did you go?
Yeah, I had to go get the white makeup and all that stuff. I'm glad they had it, because everything, them shelves was clear.
Oh, man. Would you go on?
Yeah, why would you go the day of?
The day before.
Yeah.
Hey, some of us don't plan ahead, okay?
Yeah, no, clearly there's some people in there last minute.
Yeah.
So I salute to all the people that, one, think to plan ahead, and two, manage to get all that done, because I did that yesterday, and I was like, this is why I don't do this.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I felt like a complete jackass driving in to work today, dressed up like this. Man, and honestly, like, I forget, I'm all dressed up. So I'm driving, listening to music, just going, stop at a light, people staring at me. I was just like, yeah, you know, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. So I almost decided to come up here and then get dressed.
Nah.
But I wasn't sure with the makeup stuff. So the wifey helped me out with the makeup and all that stuff. She
kudos to her, by
the
way.
Yeah, she got me right.
Yeah.
And I ain't want to just walk in there in the regular clothes like this. So I'm like, screw it. I'm going to just go all in.
Yeah. Dude, it's so funny you say that. On the way into work today, I had to drop off two orders of OG sauce. And so I stopped at UPS. And I walk in as a pirate. And then and they played along. They were laughing. And one of them said, are we safe? You know, and all this other stuff. But yeah, I'm walking across the parking lot dressed as a pirate with two boxes of OG sauce to put in the UPS.
I feel like you got to know what time it is on Halloween. People are going to be dressed
but
up.
But it's just funny that because it kind of catch people all going. Because there's a lot of people that don't partake in Halloween.
100%.
Yeah.
So when I walked in the building, I was the only one with a costume.
Yeah.
So I just walked in and the security guard just dropped his head and started laughing.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of me coming as somebody who is pretty nondescript in some ways. It just looked like, hey, why is that guy carrying drumsticks? Hey, why is that guy dressed as a pirate?
Yeah.
Like, do we have a pig in his head for real? Or is that a costume?
That's old school.
Yeah, yeah, that one was free $99 for this outfit. That one stays at the house, the fist pick.
That's a real pick.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Watch this. I'm a little worried and maybe a little sad right now. Hopefully it changes for the kids. It's always about the kids. You got to think of the kids, right?
Think about the children.
Dude, it's raining a lot.
It is. I hadn't thought about it. Raining. But yeah.
They were showing the weather over there over by the break room.
Yeah.
All I see is red, green, and
red. Like a kid will go trick or treating if it's drizzling or, you know, even maybe a little rain. But this is storms. Hopefully everybody's fine out there. But like I was thinking, on the list of things that will ruin a kid, bad weather on Halloween, number one. I mean, I know Christmas, you know, obviously is big and all that, but you get dressed up, you know, you're all good. You start asking about going trick-or-treating at 4 o'clock, you know, and then your mom's like, no, we've got to wait till it gets a little darker. And then the storm hits.
Yeah.
Ah, man, there is nothing.
I feel like
worse.
It always rain on Halloween, too.
Nothing worse than rain on Halloween for these kids. That's awful.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got by nostalgia yesterday.
You did?
I got by nostalgia while I was out and about. Trying to put together this very simple Questlove costume. I was like, man, I'm hungry. And I was like, you know what I haven't had in a while? And I know they don't pay us, but hey, it'd be like this sometimes. James Coney Island. Are you familiar?
Good call. Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
It feels like they used
to
be
everywhere.
You get to
Chicago?
I didn't even go that far, man. I just
got the regular old Coney.
Just some regular old Coneys, man. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, man. You felt like they used to be everywhere when I was a kid in Houston. And I remember we used to get like the little coupons at school.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. And so I was out there and I was like, I need to get this. And I got it and I was like, those are hot dogs.
They're hot dogs.
I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Why was this such a big part of my imagination as a kid? And I guess it's just because of nostalgia, man.
It's the logo. It's the, you know, it's just kind of cool to go when you're a kid.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I love, we go out and eat hot dogs sometimes at the place on Heights or Yale or one of those. Like, we go there a lot.
It's got to be a real fancy one. Like, going out and buying hot dogs, kind of feel, unless it's like at a game
or at a game, like,
or like
at
a
the
really
crib.
Dressed up hot dog.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
going and buying hot dogs feels kind of, I'm not gonna lie, feels a little wasteful.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I don't know if it's because I'm in character and I'm just feel like I'm sick in the brain right now.
Uh-oh.
But I was driving in today, and often, you know, I told y'all yesterday how I took the scenic view.
Yeah.
Where I
could
see some stuff, and I stay close to a lot of factories, old factories and stuff like that. My brain just went all the way into a whole nother world where I'm like, I wonder how many of these factories and old buildings are drug fronts.
Oh, wow. Now, you really getting into the park.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because as I'm driving, you can see, like, the docks and all that stuff. And you see boxes in the back. I'm like, I wonder if it's drugs in those, man. Like, is it like a drug house and all that stuff? And then I really got to thinking, like, how many of these businesses around here is just kind of like drug fronts? Because I rode past, like, a tire shop. And I was just like, man, they probably got the drugs in the back and they put the dope in the tires and shipped them out. I think I watched too much TV, man. Yeah, that was my whole thought. Yeah.
That's real chaotic, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like some of them might be drug fronts, man.
I mean, maybe. Statistically, there's probably a non-zero percent chance that all of them are not drug fronts, but I feel like...
non-zero, yeah.
Yeah, and then as I start driving more, I see those big old trucks, some 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's probably a lot of dope on the back of that.
Hey, they're going to be changing all the stores tonight, straight to Christmas stuff.
Yeah, you got some big villain energy today, man.
I know. That's why I feel like I'm a character.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Yeah. What are you going to do with that pencil?
I can make it disappear.
One of the all-time great scenes.
It really is.
One of the all-time great scenes.
It really is. Yeah, we good here? Everybody good?
I'm good.
All right. There you go. Our lunchtime confessions on this Halloween. Think of the children. Yeah. Somebody said, though, that the kids can go trick-or-treat at the mall when the weather's bad. Do they be doing that? That's real nice.
I think a lot of people, too. I think they do that trunk-or-treat.
Yeah.
And they do event centers where you can go. Yeah,
you've been planning all week.
Yeah.
Go trick-or-treat.
I know some OGs that still like to go door-to-door and all that stuff.
By the way, also, someone on the text board said Craig Biggio has 2 World Series rings. Not as a player.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Not as a player.
Yeah, he's still the same, though, right?
No,
it's still the same ring.
No,
it's still the same. He's a champion still.
No, he's a champ. Not as a player. Kevin's going to run.
Well, Kevin's not a champ as a executive or manager.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I feel like they both feel the same amount of ownership of those rings at this point, to be completely fair. And then appreciation from the 936. Who sent us a text that simply reads, where did it go? Oh, I lost it as soon as I went to read it. That's crazy. But they said that they were having some carne al pastor tacos, by the way, for lunch. I don't think that was actually intended for us, but thank you for texting that in.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not what you mean on this Halloween.
Now you're in our head.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to get. although I will be eating some wings later today. I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in spring.
Oh, that's right.
For the Thursday night football game that happens to involve your Houston Texans. Come out and enjoy the watch party at Buffalo Wild Wings in spring. Have a chance to win a Nico Collins signed football and, courtesy of Bud Light, a couple of tickets to the Detroit game. So, yeah, come out, see me. I have it on good authority that you might get an appearance from Tyler Milliner, too.
So,
that's possible.
Okay.
He'll give you some bets.
And then if he doesn't come out, that's his fault, not mine.
He's going to come through with the shot, Trey.
Oh, buddy.
You better watch out.
Oh, he all brings right. it, man.
Well, you know what? It's a game day. That's fine. It'd be like that sometimes.
He's going to look around, point at shot. Hey, round them up. Let's go.
All right. Coming up next, let's get into buy or sell.
Yeah, man.
We'll do that and see who we buy, who we sell on what they're talking about. We'll do that next.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.